This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Authorities say contaminated soil from a Keystone Pipeline leak site spilled out when a semi-trailer driver became distracted and tipped the rig near the northeast South Dakota town of Britton. The accident happened this morning. The South Dakota Highway Patrol says 37-year-old William Connors of Arizona was distracted by an electronic device when he drifted onto the wrong side of the road. Connors then overcorrected and the semi tipped. Brian Walsh with the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources says he does not expect much impact to the environment because of the wreck. The Keystone Pipeline leaked more than 200,000 gallons of oil in November near Amherst. The crash remains under investigation. A report from a Vermont college concerning high school personal finance education gives South Dakota an F grade. John Pelletier directs Champlain College's Center for Financial Literacy. He says schools that do not require a component of personal finance education for high school students to graduate get a failing mark. Pelletier says that doesn't necessarily mean some South Dakota students do not get this training prior to college or the workforce.
You do something very unique. You have a requirement in your graduation requirement standards that a student must take a half-year course in either personal finance or economics. So it's hard for me to know what percent of schools or high schools are offering a personal finance course, what percent of students are taking that over the economics course.
Pelletier says it's clear a significant portion of students in South Dakota are exposed to personal finance concepts, which he says is much better than other states that received an F. Only six states received an A grade from Champlain. North Dakota and Minnesota got a B, Nebraska and Iowa got a C, and Wyoming got a D for personal finance education for high schoolers. Dense fog advisory in effect for northwestern and west central South Dakota tonight and into tomorrow morning. You're with STPB.